Governor Ned Lamont's proposed budget once again flat funds nonprofits that do social services work for the state. It's a problem that's persisted for more than a decade, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Ajahnay Forbes reports, advocates say pandemic stimulus funding provides a rare opportunity to put it right.
Private nonprofits do all kinds of important work in the community under contracts with the state of Connecticut.
From mental health and substance abuse services to programs for people with developmental disabilities.
That's John Carl Casa, the president of the Community Nonprofit Alliance.
There are programs that help people move from prison back into their communities, of shelter and housing programs, their energy programs. I'm afraid to leave some out, but there are so many programs that nonprofits provide that the people of Connecticut need.
New Haven nonprofit Mayor Cash offers support to individuals in foster care system, students who want to go to vocational school or college, and internship opportunities. Director Heather LaTorre says that chronic underfunding has a direct effect on her colleagues.
One of our staff just told her manager that her son got a job at McDonald's and makes more than her, and that breaks my heart. That makes me want to just cry.
The nonprofits want $461 million added to the governor's budget proposal. That's the amount they say they've lost over the last 13 years of flat funding. And Casa says the recently passed American Rescue Plan shows the way ahead.
The federal program will provide Connecticut with about $4.2 billion in direct aid to state and local governments. And a substantial portion of that will be enhanced federal match under the Medicaid program. And that's going to help enable the state to meet some of the needs.
That increased federal aid, he says, combined with the state's strong rainy day fund, should mean that nonprofits can finally be made whole. Ajahnay Forbes, Connecticut Public Radio.